Welcome to Simmer Down with Brenda Anderson and Libby Summers, the podcast that's about food, style, and whatever is on their minds. And you are going to love it.
Hey, I'm Libby Summers.
I'm Brenda Anderson.
We are in my kitchen in Savannah, Georgia.
Hot dog.
And I'm home for about a day and a half. And I need to make some popcorn balls. We're actually going to cook today on the show. My grandmother's been making popcorn balls since I was little. She always made these molasses popcorn balls. And Annie Mae was her name. And she wasn't a very good cook, I will tell you that. But there was one thing she did really well, were these popcorn balls. So I've kind of taken them and made them my own. I add bacon to mine. So we're making these bacon molasses popcorn balls, and every year I would get one in my stocking.
Aww.
And I've always put one in Anthony's stocking and all of our stockings, so I need to get them done.
Before you leave town again.
Yes. It's crazy.
And listen, if you want the recipe, you can find it in the Whole Hog Cookbook.
Oh my God, we're not pushing the book, but whatever.
I can't help it.
Okay, so let's
get started.
We're just going to have fun and cook in the kitchen together today.
Okay, and Libby called me and said to cook 8 pieces of bacon and bring it with me. So I've done that, and we've got the bacon ready to go.
Yeah, that needs to be chopped a little bit finer than that. So if you can give a nice fine chop on that.
Yes.
I'm going to get started with the hot sugar molasses mixture.
And if y'all aren't used to making candy, like to where it has to get to a hard ball or a soft ball or whatever, if you don't have a candy thermometer, just go get one.
Yeah.
Because I have experienced, my sister always tells me, just take a spoon, dip it in, drop it in a glass of cold water and see if it makes a ball. Can I tell you how many fudge recipes I've ruined and just had hot fudge syrup?
Do you know, what do you guys do candy-wise? First of all, I'm going to tell you, I just put a cup and a half of white sugar in a pan, and it's just a nice sauce pan, and I'm going to add 2/3 cups of molasses, a little pinch of kosher salt, and a little bit of vinegar, like half a teaspoon of vinegar.
What does the vinegar do?
That's a good question. It's got to be some chemical thing.
It's got to be.
That up. I just sprayed my measuring cup for my molasses with a little nonstick spray.
Oh, my gosh. All my life, I've never known to do that.
Brenda, you have
so
to do that.
I've never known. So I would always put like a little bit more just so I knew the right amount would come out. I'm not even kidding, y'all. That's sad, isn't it?
Clean.
If y'all hear that noise, I'm still chopping the bacon, but now y'all have learned something that I should have known that I didn't. Thank you, Libby Summers.
So we're 2/3 cup of molasses.
That's not going to stick to the measuring cup.
No. How about how genius we are?
Now I've learned something new.
That's something that some woman ages ago figured out, and I just...
And Brenda Anderson just learned.
I just use it.
Ooh, okay, the bacon tastes good.
So that's going in. Give me a little pinch of kosher salt in this, Brenda. We need like a half a teaspoon of white vinegar.
Okay.
So that's going along with the sugar, molasses, and we'll go ahead and put this recipe up on the website so you guys have it.
It is, I have made it before, guys, and it is really a great recipe. It's fun, and it's delicious.
So Brenda, I just put it over low, and we're going to let all that sugar melt, and I'm going to add a cup of water in here as well.
Do you want me to measure it out?
Yeah, if you could get me a cup of water, that would be great. And that's going to cook, and we're going to stir constantly, and I like to use a wooden spoon because it's going to get smoking hot to about 250, not about, we want 250 degrees. So we're going to let that just do its magic.
Now, do you turn it on high or medium high? What do you do?
I keep it on low. Like a medium. I mean, this is going to get hot.
Then it's going to take forever, won't it?
No. You got some place to be.
I'm like, I love Libby, but I don't want to be in your kitchen forever. I've got a champagne to drink.
Wrap them in saran wrap? Is that what you do?
I wrap them in saran wrap and then do some beautiful, you know, usually it's some kind of vintage velvet bow because I'm ridiculous. But today we're actually using some old packing labels that have been stamped with a pig. And we're going to put bacon molasses popcorn balls on it.
Cute.
Here's some.
I've looked in all the drawers.
There you go. Now, is there something that you guys, your family does all the time together?
Yes.
For the holidays?
And I don't want anybody writing in and saying this is gross.
What do you do?
Fruitcake cookies and fruitcakes. Don't say anything, Libby Summers. I know you
want to. For as long as I've known you, I've never had one of these.
We haven't made them this year yet. We're waiting for my daughter to come home from school. But it's been a tradition. My mom and my grandmother used to make them. And we always were running around the house excited at Christmas. And she had one of those huge enamel, almost like a wash pail.
Oh, yeah.
And they would make fruit cakes, she and my mom. And there was no recipe written down. She just knew what she was doing. And as a young girl, I hated the fruitcake. But because it had those candied cherries and stuff in it. But as I got older, I don't know. I acquired a taste and I absolutely love them. But then my mother added fruitcake cookies.
Okay.
And everybody in our
That's
family,
a big
including
Southern
the kids.
Thing. Do people have those elsewhere? Like, I never had a fruitcake cookie until I moved to Georgia.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, you know, it's very British, too.
Really?
Not necessarily the same exact fruitcake recipe, but they're big into fruitcake. Now, a lot of times they use different fruit.
Okay. Like what?
As a matter of fact, do you know that fruitcake is one of the best things to eat with champagne?
Why is that?
I don't know.
You're making that up just because you want somebody to eat that cake years.
I read it in my 4,000 champagne cookbook. I'm serious. Maybe soon we'll do next year maybe we'll do the fruitcakes online.
I love it.
Hey, but Brenda, it's delicious. Yeah,
so
what you need?
So I started the popcorn, and I always like to do a test kernel first.
Yeah.
So I have a saucepan that I've put probably 2 to 3 tablespoons of canola oil in, and I dropped 2 kernels of popcorn in it. When those pop, I know my oil's hot, ready, that I can add the rest of the popcorn in. And for this recipe, we're using like 12 cups of popcorn. If you're like me, you need to make about 30 to get 12 because you're going to be eating
along the way.
Yes. Do you make fudge, Brenda?
Yes. And I make it the old-fashioned way.
How?
You cook it.
Oh, like
almost
real fudge.
For real fudge. I almost know this by heart. 3 cups of sugar, 3/4 cups of chocolate, 1.5 cups of milk, and you cook it. And literally, I do this without a candy thermometer, and I have actually gotten quite good at it. And you let it boil until it gets to a hard ball, and then you take it off the burner, put 1/2 cup of butter and a little bit of vanilla, and I always put 1 tablespoon of peanut butter.
Oh, nice.
Just 1 tablespoon of peanut
butter.
What's
the tablespoon do?
It adds a little bit of, I don't know, I just like the way it tastes. It kind of cuts the sweet in a way.
It keeps anyone with a nut allergy from
That's right, they can't have any.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's got peanuts in it.
And then,
you know what Chris Rock said?
What?
There's nobody in Africa who's lactose intolerant. I don't know about all these allergies.
I don't know either. I don't know.
So I'm adding the popcorn in. We'll get that going.
Yeah, but the fudge turns out every time. And you know where that recipe came from?
Where?
The back of a Hershey's cocoa container 30 years ago.
Wow.
My sister got it off. I don't know if they still do it or not. Both of us have upgraded our chocolate. But even if you use Hershey's, it's outstanding fudge. And it comes out thin and firm. It's not the microwave kind.
Ew.
I know. Yeah.
Ew.
Any kind of, like, Velveeta, I don't even know, people put in. But it's good. Okay, let me see what you're doing.
Just stirring this molasses mixture, and we're at about 150 degrees now. Basically, it's time to drink.
I'll take a glass of champagne.
For you. Cheers.
Yay. Y'all, we are so excited. I'm just sorry Libby's not going to be here over Christmas, and that she's going to be gone, because she won't be coming to my house, and...
I'll be here for
checking out Santa
days.
Claus.
I know. We're gonna have to exchange gifts beforehand.
I know.
What'd you get me?
I'm not telling. And that's because I haven't gotten it yet.
Who's had time, Brenda? I've done like hardly any shopping, and we only have a few days left. Back to the molasses. Popcorn.
Oh wait, do y'all hear the popcorn?
It's going. I love the sound of popcorn. You know what? They're saying now that something about the inside of microwave popcorn bags is giving people cancer. I'm like, I don't ever have to worry about it. Never have I ate that shit.
I do. Because I don't know how to pop it. Do you remember doing the old Jiffy Pop on top of the stove?
I love the Jiffy Pop.
I did too. One time my sister caught the kitchen on fire with Jiffy Pop. It was a bad deal. Y'all, the popcorn's coming out. Oh my God, Libby, it's coming out of the pot.
I know, it's just rising the lid.
Can you hear that?
All right, popcorn's done. And typically for this recipe, you'd want to keep that warm.
Now, Libby, I noticed that in your recipe. Why do you want to keep the popcorn warm?
It's just better when you actually pour the molasses mixture over it. It'll adhere to it better.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, this is looking good, Brenda. We're at about 160 degrees now.
Only 2 more hours.
You're going to have to cut. You're going to have to cut a lot of stuff.
And you know what? There's a big trick to this is you've got to pour it over the popcorn and stir it in. But you can't make the balls while it's steaming hot. But no. If you let it go too long, you've missed your opportunity.
That's true.
So you're going to burn your hands just a little bit. I've got time to run home, shower, do my hair, and come back. No, y'all, whenever you're doing any kind of candy or caramel or whatever, it's worth the wait.
It's so, the only thing that does not take long, and I'm actually doing it on a television show in the morning, is making peanut brittle. People are so intimidated with peanut brittle.
I am intimidated.
It is so fast and
you
so
don't
painless.
Do it in the microwave, do you?
I don't even know how to use a microwave. I don't, Brenda.
Okay, Josh, so tell me what you do.
You'll have to read the recipe. It's just simple. It's just not intimidating, and I go by smell a lot.
Now, not everybody can do that.
I guess it's hard to explain.
I mean, I know with that, you've got to get it before it smells like it's burning.
Yeah. This is true. So, Brenda, tell me about decorations for the holiday.
You know what? My children are into tradition. So when Libby asked me, what's my color scheme this year? Well, the same as it's been for the last 29 years.
Which is what?
Well, you know, we go to the same place, buy a tree, use the same decorations, the same tree skirt. I'm not allowed to change anything or the children just go nuts. The tree is full of all the ornaments they made in school. They've been given an ornament every year since they were born. So the trees, if you know, if they ever leave the house, I'm not going to have any ornaments for a tree. And then I'll get to do it the way I want. But it's all about tradition. So it has to be done the exact same way. Of course, I throw in a lot of pink because that's my favorite color.
Oh, my God.
And
it looks so good in your house, too.
Thank you. So it'll be just the same as it always has been.
Brenda came over here today, and I was up, because I knew she was coming over, I was up in the middle of the night last night putting my decorations up outside. And she came in the back, the side door.
I came
door,
in the back.
The side screen door. And I said, so, did you see the decorations out front? She was like, no. What? Stayed up all night for you for that.
I felt so bad, y'all. I really did. I felt very bad. But then we went out and I oohed and awed. And I hope I made up for it.
Yes.
But when you are cooking for Christmas, think about what you're doing and don't be stressed about it.
No.
Enjoy making it for the person you're making it for your party at your house. Just enjoy being in the kitchen and all the good smells that go along with it.
We always do something special for Christmas. Like Thanksgiving, you know, it's always turkey and a ham. But Christmas, you know, it's pheasant or a goose.
Yeah,
or
what are you doing
duck
this year?
Or good question. I haven't decided yet. I need to get it ordered, whatever it is. Okay, we're at about 190 degrees. And we're right now is when it starts going fast, which we like that.
I've noticed you've stirred it the whole time.
Yes, I continue to stir. Once we get to 250, we'll put in a third cup of butter and a little bit of vanilla extract.
Libby, what's your favorite Christmas gift?
Oh my gosh. I love things that, I know it sounds, I love things that people make, but I do love things that people make. I love unique gifts. I love the gift that you gave me last year that were my initials that from some old sign somewhere.
And they weren't the same size.
They're on my desk, and I love them. But then, you know, I enjoy accessories.
A little Hermes bracelet won't hurt, or some Valentino rain boots.
Yeah. How about yourself?
You know, the minute I asked you, I started thinking about that, and I don't know that I have a favorite. Anything that somebody's put thought into, and you can tell if they have.
Oh, of course.
I love giving gifts. That's what I love. Because that's the most fun, to watch somebody open something that you know they want. I have to tell the story. Libby and Josh helped me do this. They helped me secure a TR6 for my husband for Christmas.
I forgot about that. That was just last year.
2 years ago.
It's 2 years
It'll
now?
It'll be 2 years this Christmas.
Oh, my God. I thought it was last year.
Libby knew because one time we were driving down the street and I slammed on brakes and wheeled into a garage because it was a TR6, a Triumph TR6. Libby said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Robert has always wanted one since he sold his when I was expecting our first child. And he has regretted it ever since. Not the child, but getting rid of the car." And I asked the mechanic if it was for sale and gave him my number. And she goes, "Do you want one?" I said, "Yes." And anyway, next time I was over without Robert, Josh said, "I hear you want to find Robert a TR6. And I said, "Yes, but it has to be a very good price and a very good car." Well, about 8 months later, Josh called me. And a friend of a friend had a TR6 for sale.
It's the guy that I still cook for on his boat.
The guy that Libby still cooks for on his yacht. And he lives in Rye, New York, and sometimes in Bermuda.
He's from Canada.
And he's from Canada.
Who knew? The Canadians, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. Anyway, the guy was awesome, and all we did was email, and he wasn't sure he wanted to sell it, and I told him how much my husband wanted it, and that I wanted to surprise him, and anyway, that was the best Christmas gift I've ever given, and he said I'd never have to buy him another thing. Ever.
But he was truly surprised.
He was speechless. He literally, when he walked out, big bow on the car, and I was driving it around front and into the circular drive right in front of the door, and there was a key in it, and he thought it was really nice that I had given him a keychain with the TR emblem.
Was that in like his stocking? Or
yes, it was in
tree?
His stocking, okay. Underneath the underwear and the socks. So I told Grace, our daughter, I said, when he gets to that, I'm going to move the car around. I told him I had another present for him out in the garage I had to go and get. He had no idea. I drove it around. I thought when he saw the keys to the car, he would come outside. No, he didn't. He said, "Oh, that's a nice key ring." And went on to fish out other things in his stocking. There was nothing else. And then Grace finally had to say, "Daddy, go outside." And there I was.
That is the best gift ever.
And he was speechless. Thank you, Josh and Libby.
And he looks so cute driving.
He does, doesn't he?
Yes, he looks darling. And thank you, John Heil. That's the...
John, you made my husband's life. Well, between John and Libby and Josh, they made it happen for Robert and allowed me to give the best gift ever. And before it, y'all, I knew how much it was going to be. I started selling rugs and chairs and all sorts of things that I didn't need anymore. Robert said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Honey, sometimes you just have to cleanse. We're going to get rid of..." I mean, I was doing everything to raise the money for the car. It was so much fun. Emailed all my friends with 20 pictures.
I remember you sent out the email.
Yes.
"I'm selling this furniture.
I'm selling this stuff. Come and buy it." And you wouldn't believe... I sold it all, y'all. Sold everything. I mean, not everything. We have a chair to sit on when we bring the car inside. No, I'm just kidding. Libby, where are we on that?
We are 210 degrees.
Oh, it's going to go fast now.
We are close.
Well, if we take too much longer, I've eaten half the bacon now.
Do you like cooking with other people?
I find it distracting.
I do too. I thought it was just me.
No.
I hate people are in the kitchen with me.
I can't concentrate.
Oh my God, we love to spend a time in the kitchen together.
That's because they don't cook.
That's bullshit.
They don't cook. If you cook, you cannot stand people in the kitchen with you. I hated to say that, but that's the truth.
I'm glad. We only speak the truth here on Simmer Down.
Exactly.
Simmer down.
And that's the truth. It's very distracting. So if y'all are in the kitchen with somebody, get out. Don't bug them. Don't talk to them. Don't keep asking them, "What is it at now? What is it at now?"
Okay, we are almost there. Can you smell it? It's almost like it's burning.
Do you know what it is? It has almost that.
It's like right there. Look how thick it is now, Brenda. This smell...
Now, if you didn't stir it, would it burn to the bottom?
Yes. This smell reminds me of my grandmother.
Really?
Yes.
Making the popcorn balls?
Yeah, she always had the best jewelry on all the time.
Lulu Mae?
No, Annie Mae. Annie Mae was the city grandmother. Lulu Mae was the hog farm and country grandmother.
I thought it was Lulu Mae. Oh, my.
No, Annie Mae wore all the jewelry.
Is that your mom's mom?
That is my dad's mom.
But your mom loves jewelry.
Yeah, Ginger loves a little too much jewelry
sometimes. A little bling.
Yeah, you would think she is a rapper's mother. I don't know.
And Libby wears one ring. Sometimes, on occasion, she might wear cinnabar ring, but she wears one ring, no earrings.
Yeah, never earrings. But Ginger wears enough for all of us. Okay, so I just added the butter, the vanilla, a teaspoon of vanilla, and all the bacon that...
All that's left that I did not
that
eat.
That Brenda did not eat. Whatever's left is going in.
Y'all, listen to it sizzle. All right. Y'all, that smells so good. It smells like candy. And it is, really.
It smells like Christmas. Dun, 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 dun.
We forgot to turn on Christmas music. Oh, my gosh.
They would never hear us.
Ba-dum. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Let's go.
Let's look at the snow.
We're riding in a wonderland.
Giddy up, let's grand. Just holding
your hand. Okay, we're pouring over the popcorn, people.
The warm popcorn.
Y'all, that is this beautiful dark mahogany brown. It's gorgeous.
Get all that bacon that's in there. And I'm just stirring it up. We're going to get your hands all buttered up.
What's
happening
in here?
I
don't
know if it's
cooled off enough.
It has. Ow, this is hot! How about chestnuts roasting on an open fire? That's roasting at noon.
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows. And some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Many times, many ways. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.